Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff No One Ever Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you are joining us for this, if you're choosing to drink, please drink responsibly, or whatever you're doing, do it responsibly. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
I am sticking to my bubbly water. It was a Costco bargain, currently not a sponsor. And it's quite tasty. It tastes like I'm drinking like a fruit dessert drink-ish.
Okay. Okay.
It's interesting. What about you?
I'm drinking a beer that shall go unnamed, but it was has a unicorn on it and a rainbow on it. And it was specifically for Dragon Con, which is
We're
talking about today. Well, no.
Is it your type of, your favorite beer?
No.
Oh, okay.
But to clarify, a friend bought me this and I was like, this for my birthday. And I was like, this looks like a Dragon Con beer.
Oh,
so
okay.
I saved it. There was actually a beer that was made for Dragon Con this year that had the Marriott carpet. Design on it. It was called Carpet Beer. I never got to try it. No, I did. I did. Oh, I only had a sip though, but it was good.
Was it? They had a whole dessert too.
Yes, they did. So for people
who
are listening, you're like, what are you talking about? There are a couple of jokingly named cults of Dragon Con. One of them is the cult of the Marriott carpets. The Marriott is one of the host hotels. All of these things are not a sponsor that we're mentioning currently. And they had this really aggressive,
very 70s, 60s.
Carpet design. And they got rid of it a couple of years ago, but everybody started to dress like the carpet. Like you'll see a T-Rex, but in the style of the carpet. And you'll see these two dudes, I think, got sued because they did like bodysuits in the style of the carpet. And that design is actually copyrighted.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think it all got dropped and they don't care anymore, obviously, because it's everywhere at Dragon Con. But yeah. And so they did make a beer that was designed after that carpet, and now a dessert also, which I did not try.
I didn't either. I feel like I missed out a little bit. And this carpet has become like Mandalorian theme. Like you had Mandalorians dressed up in it.
Yes.
I think you had like princesses dressed up in it.
Uh-huh.
Or royalty outfits. So you had like, I'm like, how much money to get these specialty, like customized costumes to that carpet? Because it's very much...
Mm-hmm.
This carpet is loved. It got torn out and it got remodeled, and people were upset.
Well, the new carpet's so bland.
That's true. And the hotel we're talking about, if you've watched any of the Loki and several, most sci-fi movies, I think,
Hunger Games.
You'll see this hotel design. It is insane. It's very, very like futuristic. So it's famous. It is filmed often. But without the carpet.
The carpet is very striking. Perhaps that's one of the reasons they were like, maybe.
Maybe we need to change this. Filming for it is not great.
Yes. I thought for this happy hour, we'd just do a quick recap. Because I've been, regular listeners know, Dragon Con, which is a convention, a very nerdy convention that happens every Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. It draws like thousands of people, usually like almost 100,000 people, if not more. Just happened. I'm still recovering. I'm sore, but I feel good. I actually feel really good for after Dragon Con vibes. I have a lot to catch up on. I will say that.
Oh, no.
My fan fiction backlog. I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of tabs. And you know I hate tabs.
So many tabs.
You know I hate tabs. But it just happened. Samantha did come for a little bit of it. We'll talk about that in a second. And it was really good. It was a fun time. And I got to hang out with your partner and his brother, who I'd never met. I got to meet the boyfriend of one of my best friends who I hadn't met yet, and he was super cool. It was nice, but the carpet of the Marriott is but one of many of the joking cults of Dragon Con. Another is the FedEx guy. It's a long story, but if you have time and interest, you should look it up. But essentially, there was this like cardboard cutout of this guy, and then people just put like a lot of googly eyes and random costume things on him, and then he got taken away, and then there was like,
why did he get taken away?
Because it became so big. People were leaving gifts for him and stuff.
Oh.
And then got taken away. And then it became kind of like a shrine. And there was somebody with like an accordion that made a whole song and was singing about the death of John. But now that's a whole thing.
What?
Yes. But related to the Marriott carpet, the Hyatt, which is another host hotel, got new carpet. And apparently it hadn't seen big crowds yet. And now that it has, all of that foot traffic made these piles of blue fuzz.
Oh, no.
And so now there's a cult of the Hyatt carpet.
Dear God. I did see tons of googly eyes on so many things, including statues and markers that are not supposed to have that. It's not like decoration.
Yep. The googly eyes are everywhere. I mean, this is like one of my favorite things. Conventions like this are when just people nerd out.
So much nerdery.
Even in the parade, for a long time, there's been the cult of the Marriott carpet, but now there's the cult of John in the Dragon Con parade, which is a huge event in Atlanta. Yes. I love it. I'm so glad I told everybody the night before about that so they could get it when they saw the parade. So yeah, I just wanted to run through some things here. As I suspected, I would say Barbie was one of the biggest costumes. There was a lot of, hey Barbie. There were a lot of Kens, and I was fortunate enough to accidentally witness the Kens coming together and singing that Ken song.
Oh, really?
And it was beautiful.
They actually memorized that. Damn.
It was so good. You can actually find video of it online. It was excellent. And I loved it. And they interviewed some of the people who were participating. And it made me feel better because they were very much like, I could tell they weren't the like bros who didn't get it.
You were. Right.
They were the bros who did get it.
Nice. I think the bros who didn't get it, I'm guessing, were the ones that would dress up shirtless.
Yes.
There was a lot of them, which is fine. You do you.
Yeah.
But you knew exactly.
But I think some of those bros who were shirtless did get it. I think the guys they interviewed, a lot of them didn't have the shirt. And I was like, this makes me feel better. But it was like a beautiful, beautiful random nerd moment, which I adored.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
I will say I mentioned I was nervous about going to this Star Wars Family Feud with our friend and colleague, Holly Fry.
You did a great job.
And you and all of the people who were there were so supportive of me. And it was the sweetest thing because I was so nervous. I was like, at one point, somebody who didn't even know me beforehand asked me, "Are you okay?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was just like silently staring at the floor. I was so nervous.
Which you shouldn't have been. But no. I would have been too. Because actually, when we were lining up to go to it, it was packed to the point they were like, "I don't think we're going to get in." We barely got in and so many people were turned away. But it was like, had to be hundreds of people lining up.
Yeah.
The fact that we got there 10 minutes early and we looked around, we're like, "Wait, what?" And the line was so far back. Mm-hmm. And Holly's partner was with us and they were like, we were like, "Oh no, we didn't know this was going to be." And then he got the VIP treatment and scooted in. None of us got the VIP treatment, but it's okay because we made it in.
You should have.
It's true. We made it in, but I would have been nervous too. Just the amount of people who's waiting to come watch this. I was like, what's happening?
Well, I was running kind of behind and I got a text from you and I got a text from Holly and it was like, "Oh my gosh, this line is so long. Get here right now."
Right.
And I like one of my very silly things that I like to brag about is that I know how to get around Dragon Con. I know like all of the little secrets and tips. And I wasn't entirely sure where this room was. I thought I knew, but then I'm getting these texts. I'm like, "Oh no, what if I'm wrong? What if I do?" It was quite the long line. And I, of course, showed up in my full Disco Luke regalia.
Fantastic.
but I think just having all of y'all there cheering me on, it was very sweet and I appreciated it a lot. So.
By the way, at least three of the number ones. I got.
Yay!
I know, I was proud of myself. Did I know the real names? I will say it was partial. Everything was partial.
I'll take it. I saw y'all over there like jumping and cheering and the answers.
I got the chopper.
Yes.
I got Fennec Shand, even though I called it Ming Na Wen. I was like, Ming Na Wen's character.
Yes.
But I will take it.
And you
I was
should.
Like, yes, that's the one. Okay, I did one more. I was like, I knew it. Ewoks. Something about Ewoks.
I got a couple too.
You did really good. There were some answers that didn't make sense because they were like overlapping and then they were giving credit to things that wasn't, shouldn't have gotten credit. We were all very confused. Like rodent was in there, but then like marsupial wasn't. So like, how are you gonna differentiate this?
I said marsupial and then there were two marsupials on there and they're like, it's too vague. And I was like, well.
So it's rodent.
Exactly.
I was upset for you.
Thank you. But it was really nice. I'm glad I did it. I had a good time. And I felt better about myself afterwards. I was like, okay, I do know some stuff.
You know a lot of stuff.
Okay. And then I wanted to do an update because I feel like last year I talked in my post Dragon Con mortem, as you might call, I talked about boundaries and I was saying like, I'm going to really need to work on this. And the issue was last year that I kept going to eat food when I was not hungry. And that did not happen this year. And I feel like I made some strides. I still have some work to do, but I really feel like I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. And you go do what you want to do. And unless they were like, please go with me, because it was really important, then I just, okay, this is what I want. And so that was really nice to kind of settle into that. There's definitely still some work that I could do, but it was really, I feel like I did make, it's like, because this happens every year, I can see some progress from the last year.
The first day we got there, the way it was set up, we didn't eat before we got there. And I was like, okay. I think I was texting you. We were going to meet up later. I'm like, I'm very hungry and I'm not going to be nice to be around. So we're going to have to find food quickly. And then your friend Katie was like, yep, me too. I was like, okay, we need food ASAP.
Yeah. But the thing about that though is I appreciate that too. But also that was before the family feud. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I need food too. And I didn't drink as much as I normally would on that first night because I was like, no, I'm going to go do this thing.
Right.
Like, it was nice. These things that sound very, very basic, but for me are kind of a big step.
Well, also, this place is chaos.
Yeah.
When we say it's chaos, I understand that my point of view, everything is chaos as the introvert I am. But like, literally, it's hard to hear. And, you know, you have hearing problems and I'm at this point so like overwhelmed that I can't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like it's constant over the top visuals everywhere too. So it's like you're seeing so much that you can't hear. That's that level. Mm-hmm. On top of the fact that everybody's trying to get organized or get to somewhere or find somebody or get to something, show off something.
Mm-hmm.
People are wearing gigantic costumes, including Annie, which I got hit by a fan quite often standing next to Annie, which is still hilarious. I held on to the lightsaber quite a bit so you could like hold on to other things. At some point, I'm like, I'm going to have to sit down. Like, and I just sat in the floor of the entryway, not the entryway, but like one of the standing lobbies,
like observatory.
And I was like, I'm sitting down. So I looked like a rat in a cage, literally like peering through the glass, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But that was delightful to me. But like it's a lot. So trying to get together to meet people, to make plans, and to go to the same location to do an activity, which includes food, which like if you wanted coffee, you had to stand in line for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
A lot of the places, like if you want a drink, you're paying $40 for a drink. Like it is chaos. And then trying to get to like your hotel, which we, thanks to Annie and her over preparedness for all things possible situationship, we got a hotel room, but it was on the 50th floor and trying to get to there. It's kind of a thing. And apparently one of the elevators were like malfunctioning to the point that somebody talked about how it dropped 2 or 3 floors. And I was like, what? No.
Yeah.
No. So like all of these things sound like it's not a big deal, but you add this type of chaos, it is so overwhelming and so easy to like lose everything and have the worst time or have like such an upsetting time.
Yeah. I always want people to have a good time. So I'm trying to get better at it, recognizing, because I've not always been the best at being like, oh, somebody needs food or oh, somebody needs to rest or somebody needs this. So I'm trying to get much better about being like, you don't have to do what I'm doing.
Right.
And I don't have to do what you're doing.
That's the best part. It's like establishing that at the very beginning. And we knew that coming in. So we had our little crew. We were like, hey, where are you? Oh, you're doing this. We'll meet up with you later because we're doing this. And then coming back together. And like, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. It does have like a pressure in terms of when I'm showing people around, I want them to have a really good time. But I'm trying to also get better about that, about like being like, you know, I'm showing them, maybe they don't, if they don't like this, they can tell me, or if they want to do something else. I give options. I'm like, okay, if you want to do this or this or this, this is what I like. Might not be what you like.
You're right. And overall, be an adult. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I understand this is overwhelming and you want people to help you. I'm that person. So either you're going to go with the flow of that person or you're going to make decisions on your own. As everyone should. Like, that's the only options that should be available.
Yes. Yes. And I think I feel sort of like the, you know, wizened Dragon Con attendee where I'm like, here's, I can give you all of the information about how to find stuff. Here's what I think. But you got to do your own thing, ultimately.
I think you did a good job with that. So says my partner and his brother. They said that they had a great time and they felt like they owed you so much because you were hosting so well. And I was like, no, she just did what she wanted to do and invited you along. And
yes.
That's what I wanted for all of y'all.
Pretty much. But yeah, it was really lovely. I did get several more people, by several, I mean about 10, who recognized Disco Luke.
Love it.
Specifically new. I think some of them were trending. I think they were from last year, maybe. Yeah. Some of them were like, yeah, it's this person.
You're trending.
I am.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you're trending.
Yes. Yes. I did have a guy who specifically not only knew what it was, but was like, tell me how you made it. I want to make it. Was going into all the details.
You're going to have a rival?
I'm going to have a rival. He'd be better than me, too. He did look like Mark Hamill.
Whoops.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
I also noticed that this year there was more men dressing, gender bending, dressing as women.
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole crew that was doing Leia from Return of the Jedi. Which I
saw
I'm,
that.
I'm like, that makes me happy. I feel like it's becoming more of a, it already was a queer space, but it's becoming queerer. And that was one of the few ribbons I got, thanks in part to your partner and his brother, Chaotic Queer. So at Dragon Con, they hand out these ribbons. And it's sort of this, I don't know, kind of scavenger hunt-esque thing, earn the ribbon-esque thing. And I've never got one. I've gone to Dragon Con for at least 12 years now, and I've never got one. This is the first time, and it said Chaotic Queer. And I was like, this feels appropriate for this. I did have a group. There's a group of people dressed as the prisoners from Andor. And they were going around saying, like, this is the only way. This is the only way. And one of them pointed at me and was like, join the resistance, Luke. And that's the happiest I've been. You know? He knew who I was.
I love it.
Yes.
I loved getting the text to the many times that you were recognized.
I know. I was like, I have to tell Samantha. I have to tell Samantha.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I only went for a couple of days and I was like, yep, I'm good. Y'all have fun.
It's a lot. When I say it's a lot, like, it is a lot.
It's a lot. The constant noise, because it's also loud with like thousands of people, and then they put club music on top of it.
Yes.
That echoes the entire 60, 70 floor building.
Yes.
That goes all the way up.
Yeah. Which is the nice part of, some people always kind of laugh at me because I live in Atlanta and they're like, why do you get the hotel room? And the nice part of the hotel room is that you can just kind of retreat for a minute. And right. That's where we did all of our beating.
There's so much. I didn't get one. I was very sad.
Oh, I can make you one.
Okay.
We did a lot of beating, listeners. It was really fun.
I am not a part of this week.
Yeah, me and my friends who were staying in the room, we had a lot of beads and we made a lot of bracelets. And it was really fun. And they were like, I didn't realize you'd get this intense about beading. And I was like, I love a craft.
Like the menacing way you said that.
Yes.
Not a threat at all.
Well, because I was really, you've heard my, like, when I'm doing a puzzle and I have that voice that's very specific where it's like, you don't go there, eh?
Right,
like,
she does. She talks to it.
Yes.
It's quite fun.
I was doing that with the beads.
Oh, now I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah, it was an intense beating session.
They did your friends did a whole stay in the hotel day for that.
Yes.
They jumped in a little too strongly on the first day.
They certainly needed a break. They certainly did. But the beads were there. They were healing. I did also want to say I saw a lot of horror this year, a lot more horror than I normally see.
The Nun is a real big favorite.
The Nun and then Ghostface from Scream. At one point, I looked behind me on the escalator and he was right behind me. I was like, don't panic, Annie. It's going to be okay.
The Mike Myers with the bush.
Yes.
He had a whole wall that was a bush.
Yes. It was cool.
It was good. He had a GoPro in it too, so he could record people's reactions.
Yes. And then I guess I wanted to also briefly mention, like, from the time I started going to the time now, I think there has been a lot of growth in terms of respecting, like, it's not cool to just take a picture with someone anymore. You ask and you wait and see if they say okay. So I feel like there's been a lot of progress in that. I do feel like it's gotten even more diverse, which I talked about recently, but this year I was like, oh, yeah, this, yeah. But there still are, like, the first year I went, I got these, a lot of old dudes hitting on me. That happened to me a couple times this year still. But they were fine, like, ultimately innocuous when I was, like, not interested. But that definitely still happened. And then, I hate that I even have to think about this, but I do every year. I'm just, every event like this, I'm so afraid of gun violence. Every year I'm like, this might be it. This might be it. And when we do these episodes where I'm so excited about it, there's a part of me in my mind, like, will people listen to this later and be like, she didn't know what was coming, or like all of those things. Nothing happened, but there was a part where we were in the hotel and all these alarms were going off and we were all kind of ignoring them. And I was like, this, I don't know, which I hate. I hate, yeah. But unfortunately, that's sort of where we live. But yeah, ultimately, it was really good, and I feel happy about it. I feel settled in myself. I'm sore, but I feel settled. I'm waiting to see who gets COVID, if anybody in our group.
We are talking, like, everybody's taking tests. Yes. Like day one of taking tests.
Yes.
First person I said who gets COVID, I'll send them some pho.
Yeah. Oh, well, then I hope it's me. No joking.
Wait, what?
No. Well, if I get pho, but no, I don't want COVID. But I will be surprised if none of us got it. Also, the world we live in.
Right.
But yeah, it was nice. I had a good time. And I'm glad I got to see you, and I appreciate your support.
I had fun. Thank you for hosting and taking yes. everybody about.
Yes.
It's a stressful job, but you did a great job.
Thank you. I feel like I'm a bit of a pro now.
You really are.
Yes. We'll see. I already got my badges for next year. So.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did I always you do it there?
No, I do it the day I get back.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to forget before the price goes up. So I always do it. But if anybody happened to see me, occasionally some of you will reach out and I'm like, oh, should have come up.
Yes.
Yes. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a good time too. Cheers.
Cheers.
And yeah, if you want to contact us, we would love to hear from you. We always love hearing about your cosplay. So cool. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Will Never Told You. I just posted on my Instagram my pictures if you want to check them out. We also have a TeePublic store and a book that is available now at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Don't laugh at me, Samantha. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Steph Will Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.